not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm still not ready to make nice, still not ready to back down, but I am back. I took a little trip, had to do some business over the weekend, and I'm back today. Welcome to the Tuesday, April 10th, 2007 edition of American Awakening. I want to start off by again taking a moment to thank Don Nikoloff for guest hosting for me yesterday. I think he did a good job, and what I caught, he actually substituted for John Stettmiller as well. Did a very good job, and I want to tell all the listeners out there that he did that on John's show with very, very short notice. And I just think he did a fantastic job. It's very difficult. You know, when you're a listener, you can second guess what people say, and you can say, well, I would have said this or I would have said that. But if you're on the air and you're in front of that microphone and you have no advance notice, especially when it's your first time doing that, you have to give the man a lot of credit. He did a fantastic job for the limited amount of time he had. So, Don, thank you very much. A couple quick announcements. Freedom to Fascism, as everybody knows, I've been giving those away by simply sending an email to me, and I'll send one out free of charge. And I don't even know how many of them I've sent out. I've sent out a ton of them, but I'm going to put a temporary hold on that because we're going to have to run off some more. We have literally run out, and I want to thank everybody that ordered these because if you've got it, if you've watched it, if you've boned up to speed on it, and you're out doing what you promised me you'd do, and that is to share it with your friends, show somebody that hasn't seen it, and get them to show it to somebody else. By doing this, the reason that I send these out to begin with, folks, is so in case you're ever called to jury duty, or anybody that sees this is ever called to jury duty, you can vote not guilty because these people that are being prosecuted are being prosecuted for non-crimes. Moving right along, remember the truck out on the 23rd to the 25th of April. If you're a trucker, you want to make sure that you park in front of the Capitol. If you're not a trucker and you know a trucker, tell them about it. And if you don't know a trucker, just hang something at the bulletin board at your nearest truck stop. Now, I'm not going to have any guests today. I'm going to make this an open line day, and you feel free to call in about anything you'd like, question, comment, if you have a subject. There's a couple of subjects that I'm going to get into, but I'm curious. I'd like to hear from some people who did hear Don's show yesterday, and give me your input on it, because personally, I think this guy is knowledgeable enough. He's gone down the rabbit hole and done investigative research in a number of different areas, and I think he's qualified to have a show, and I'd be curious to hear your input for that also. So, as you know, it's 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in and give me your thoughts on that. I'd be real curious to know what the listeners have to say about it. Coming up after the break, I'm going to take just a few minutes and share with you some of the highlights of the short trip that I had to take over the weekend. I had to go do some business with a government agency. Actually, it was yesterday. I left Friday, but I got back last night really late. And I just want to share a couple of quick, interesting thoughts about what happened. So stick with me. I'm going to a break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, and 12180 shortwave. See you in three.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Just shortly from Arizona. How's that? I had to take a trip out there. As I said, it's an open line today. I don't have any guests scheduled today. So if you want to call in for, you know, any comment or question you have, or I'd like to get some input on what you thought of Don Nikoloff's show yesterday. So give me a call, 800-313-9443. I've got a lot of stuff I'm going to get into. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this trip that I took and some anomalies that I found, some curiosities, really. But before I do that, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, I wanted to ask you, first of all, what do you know about the truck out thing?
Mm-hmm.
And also, do you know Wanda Prieti?
Wanda Prieti?
There's a woman who's in charge of SaveAmericaFund.org.
SaveAmericaFund. No, I don't know who she is. Let me take one. SaveAmerica.org.
SaveAmericaFund.
SaveAmericaFund. Okay. I don't know anything about her. I promise you this. I will go into that website as soon as I get off the air here. Answer to your first question about the truck out. What I do know about it is it's the 23rd to the 25th of April, and if they can, they should park in front of the Capitol and just turn their trucks off and walk away. I'm all for parking in front of the Capitol, whether it be in a federal or a state courthouse, and just open up the back end and having a barbecue with a big sign that says, go LCIADA or whatever. I do know I caught a part of Ed Brown's show, and Frosty Wooldridge was on there talking about, there was somebody on there talking about Jimmy Hoffa maybe making an announcement about all of the truckers just ceasing to do anything for the next, or for the April 23rd through 25th. Do you know more about it than I do?
No, I just know that this Wanda is supposedly pouring a certain amount of good amount of funds into this, and they may be maybe doing a shortwave broadcast with truckers as a focal point.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. From what I understand, and I've got limited snippets, I've been away all weekend, and I haven't had a lot of chance to be listening. Usually I'm an RBN listener, and I'll doink around and pick up little snippets here and there. But from what I understand, word is traveling via CB radio really quick. And it may wind up being bigger than what anybody thought, especially if the Teamsters Union gets on and starts making announcements and so forth for the truckers to participate, because if they do that, then they'll put out a notification to all the truckers, and the ones that don't know will become aware of it.
Yeah.
If they're able to, then they can just cease to do it. Now, what the backlash could be from that, and I'm just speculating, I'm saying that's a possibility, but the backlash could be that if the truckers just ceased delivering for 3 days, I mean, our grocery shelves could wind up going empty, you know. So I don't know. The only thing that I do is I make an announcement about it, and hopefully that the truckers find out about it.
Well, I would say that whenever you do something like this, you have to, before you do anything, you have to know exactly what it is that the demonstration is for, what exactly you're fighting for, what does the other side have to do in order for you to stop. You can't be vague. Or there will be maybe problems arising from doing it that way. You have to be very clear, and so that the public understands. I think it's the North American Union and the
It's a bill that
unlimited immigration of people and vehicles.
Well, yeah, it's a bill that President Bush, and you know, forgive me, Fred, but I thought that most people were aware of it because it's been announced several times. But it's a bill that George Bush signed in conjunction with, Senator Ted Kennedy, which the trucker, the Mexican truckers are going to be able to come over the border with their own trucks and run our freeways from coast to coast. And I put this out over the airwaves last week. The only way I know it is the diesel bears. You know the policemen for truckers? You know, the guys that pull over the truckers? They're called diesel bears, if you've ever been a truck driver. Right. And I'm not sure what I know that they've limited the liability for these Mexican truckers that are coming over, and they do not have to comply to the same standards as what the American truckers do. And so this is supposed to happen within, I believe, what is it, about 35 to 40 days?
Well, they seem to be rushing this without prior discussion of. I mean, it's already been signed, so I think there's got to be a move to repeal it. And I think you have to do something that is of this type in order to repeal it, because we know that Congress doesn't really repeal things unless there's a tremendous opposition to a law. But I think this could work. What do you think? Because you're talking about people, and you know that the economics are a big motivating factor with people. You know, civil liberties don't seem to be as much a motivating factor as economics.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you.
What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Fred, if this thing gets as big as what I think it's going to get, and if the Teamsters gets behind this, I think that it will make enough of an influence where it is going to put enough heat on the powers that be to where it's going to force them to reverse it. And we should only hope that it does. Because look at, you know as well as I do, you're in the Patriot movement, you know as well as I do that these people, the powers that be, are coming at us from all angles, okay? It's not only this, it's a myriad of other issues that they're hitting us with all at once. And it's almost like, well, this one's a battle, okay? We get through with this battle, there's another battle. There's, you know, the congressional race, and Ron Paul's running for president, and the limited amount of, media exposure he's getting. Everything that they can do to limit our power, and we the people, especially in this truckers movement, I don't know about you, but I was a trucker for a short period of time, way back in the 70s, Okay? And I know what the power of those truckers are. If they all come together.
Well, I think the Teamsters are involved. I from what I heard from Wanda when she was on an RBN show, she's probably very busy, but I think I'd like to get in contact with her because I'd like to be able to come up with more documentary proof of a lot of these, bad treaties, executive agreements. Right now we don't have anything that we can say this is the plan or this is the secret treaty for implementing a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you have a movement where there is a cease and desist demand, you've got to show what is the problem, what is the rallying point to fight a plan like the transportation plan that they want to put in place. I don't think that you can just do it and say reform immigration or better safety on the highways. You can't use that as a slogan. You've got to have some kind of scandal or some kind of focal point so that you can make people think that it's necessary for everyone to get involved. And I don't mean just truckers. So you've got to have something so that everyone can see their stake in joining the truckers.
I agree with you. A couple things. First of all, what show on RBN did you hear? And secondly, what is her last name again?
My last name?
No, Wanda's.
Oh, I can't figure that out. She has a name like Praidi.
Okay.
Or something like that. She's connected to the SaveAmericaFund.org, SaveAmericaFund.org, and she is definitely talking about other organizations. I think including the Teamsters, and possibly having a show, a shortwave show, starting that would have this as a focal point, and I think it could be a successful show. But go to SaveAmericaFund.org, and I think if you either go that or the registrant of that, do a who is on that, you'll be able to find out. But I want to be able to this is what I've been doing recently. I have actually called the Commerce Department and tried to find out about SPP.gov. And who was legally responsible for SPP.gov, not just the site, but who was the Undersecretary of Commerce that is enforcing the Security and Prosperity Partnership, who was actually behind putting into effect this North American Union. And basically, the bureaucratic response is, we don't know, or B, we don't even understand what your question is. There isn't any legal responsibility. We're just told to do something.
Mm-hmm. Compartmentalization.
Compartmentalization.
Yeah.
Mike. And there's another thing that's funny about this Department of Commerce. And it's also like this in other departments in the cabinet. They're getting rid of all the libraries in Washington, Mike. They're getting rid of all the written libraries. You will not be able to go into a executive department if you're in Washington or if you're in Congress, and you won't be able to get a plan of action or a textbook or whatever, or a treaty, whatever it is that a department is using in its government operations. And you're going to have a harder and harder time getting a straight answer from these bureaucrats when they're testifying.
Sounding more and more like Nazi Germany every day.
Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your input. I'm going to get on this website and see what I can find out about this, Wanda. And, Fred, thank you for your call.
Thank you
for your input. I'll let you go. We got John in California. John, go ahead.
Well, how you doing there? This is Don Nikoloff.
This is Don Nikoloff.
Yeah, is this Don, that great guest?
I've got hold with me, Don. I've got a break coming up. I'll hold you over. Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, shortwave 12180. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Michael Herzog with the American Awakening. There seems to be a little bit of confusion going on here. Now, have I got Don on the line?
Mike, this is John from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Okay.
I was trying to make some obtuse humor about what a great guy Don Nikoloff was and how I almost forgot who Mike Herzog was. But anyway, okay. I'll leave the humor to the professionals.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
But yeah, I just wanted to underscore your previous caller, Fred's point about having some cogent message for this upcoming trucker boycott or whatever the whole thing that we're trying to do or that's being organized, which I am very much in favor of. But the point I'm trying to make is that all of us recognize that we could very easily rattle off a list of a dozen to 20 seemingly different areas in which our liberties are under attack. We're being besieged by our federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And when truck drivers get on various talk shows and they say, well, you know, geez, the drivers from Mexico only have sixth grade education and their brakes are shoddy and there's no safety inspections and they drive longer than they're allowed to, and they lie about how long they've been driving, the logs, all that is just, that's just irrelevant. I mean, if we were to correct all of that, would we want them to come? Logically, would we want them to allow them to come in? I'd say, heck no. You know, I mean, that's not, those are not the issues. And I think a lot of the people in the leaders in the anti-illegal immigration effort, while I think they're going in the right general direction, they use very weak, illogical arguments
when they should be using more cogent arguments. And I think that Fred made the great point. You know, what we're really against here is this idea of allowing the continuation of cheaper labor to undercut standards of living for people who have lived here all their lives and who are engaging in honest competitive pursuits.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Okay.
And I don't and to add to that and start talking about the North American Union and the various corridors, which we know that the Council on Foreign Relations through the SPP group, SPP.gov, a Security Prosperity Partnership. That is really the big thing that I think that even truck drivers should be highlighting. And if they're not saying it, well, I think we get a mixed message. You know, even sometimes Frosty Wooldridge, you know, brings it down to these levels about how there's going to be all kinds of havoc, and there may very well be. But I mean, you know, logically, if we were to take care of the things that are causing the havoc, would we still want them? All these Mexican truck drivers coming in? No. So that's not a very good argument.
No, I agree with you. And let me make it clear, okay? I was told by my upper officials to make this announcement every day. And I have to tell you, I've been down the rabbit hole a little bit on this. I know I've read an article about, you know, Bush passing the an executive order or whatever it was that he did along with Ted Kennedy. I haven't done the thorough research on that. I've left that to Frosty Wooldridge and some other people. I do agree with you, and I agree with Fred, okay? And I agree that, you know, this SPP, the compartmentalization, when you call up there and try to get a straight answer from those people. I was going to tell a story here. Matter of fact, I am, if I get time, about a trip that I made to Phoenix over the weekend. And the compartmentalization, the limited knowledge that they give their minions, okay, to put up stumbling blocks, if you will, and not really ever get to what the core of the issue is. I agree with you. The SPP, the Trans-Texas Corridor, is the North American Union is the underlying root of this. And
right.
And yes, the truckers should be aware of that. Of course, if they all show up and they surround the courthouse and they're just saying, you know, I don't want truckers or I don't want Mexican truckers over here with bald tires.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then good. Let's fix the tires.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I'm right on the same page there. I don't have the time to go down every one of these issues and be as knowledgeable as I should on it. There's quite a few of them that I'm really good at. This isn't one of them. Okay.
Well, Mike, I'd like to assure you that you're not the only one in this country that cannot possibly be an expert on every issue, that cannot read everything, that cannot read every book, that cannot read every piece of legislation and outline it and talk about it intelligently. I find there's a lot of that going around, even with me. So I understand.
Thank you, John. Yeah, excellent call. Have you got anything else to add?
No, that's you're doing just fine. You know, even though that other guy, Don Nikoloff, is also pretty good too.
Well,
pretty good second.
Don, I'll tell you what. Don is a writer for the Idaho Observer, and Don does really meticulous, thorough research. I've spent hours with this guy on the phone on a myriad of issues, and I'm just fascinated with the level of research that he does. Again, I don't have the time to do that, but I'm just awestruck at some of the stuff that he comes up with that is documented factual. So,
Mike, you're doing just fine.
All right. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. Okay, let's see. We've got Trucker Kenny from Wisconsin. Trucker, we're going to take a break here in a minute, so I'll hold you over if you haven't got your thought conveyed. Go ahead, Trucker Kenny.
All right. Thanks a lot for taking my call. Are you familiar with the Power Hour?
I've heard of it, yes. I don't listen to it.
Okay. The reason I'm calling is because Frosty Wooldridge was on the Power Hour this morning, and on XM Radio Channel 152,
okay.
At 11 p.m. Central to 2 a.m. Central, you can tune in and listen to Frosty Wooldridge. In fact, I even called in, too, regarding the lender's paper on these trucks when the bottom drops out.
Okay, hold. Let me hold you over here,
Tucker. All right, fine.
Okay, let's go to break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. I will see you in three with Trucker Kenny.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. And we've got, we've got Trucker Kenny on the line, and Elizabeth from Michigan will be up next. Trucker Kenny, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. To say that Frosty Woolridge will be on that program on XM 152.
Okay.
And I would strongly recommend people listen to it. Frosty really hit everything right on the head, and not only goes from bald tires to lousy equipment, to which I'm privy to when I ran Texas Valley down there. Guys running bandags on the steering axle. But we're getting into a further issue, and you're absolutely right about that Texas corridor. You're getting into the compartments that can be built into the trailers and trucks for the transport of drugs and maybe possibly other further illegals. It's just a big issue. The underpinnings are just, it's unimaginable. Now, I didn't get Frosty's website. I would imagine if you type it in a search engine, he has like 26 points, the issues that should be focused on and brought forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I go into Rents.com and I look up Frosty, and that's how I bone up on this stuff.
Okay.
As far as the truckers are concerned.
Jeff Rents has a very, very good website. You know, I kind of look the other way on the UFO issues, but when it comes to Morgellons, which is not the issue of the trucking right now, but if you want to learn about Morgellons and look at the photographs, which are several hundred photographs of Morgellons on there, you'll be well educated. All right. Well,
let me insert this before you hang up, okay?
Yeah, sure.
I was just on there this morning. I've got Rosalind Peterson coming on the plumes, the contrails. I don't call them chemtrails anymore because she's instructed me that that's now conspiracy theorist talk. So to be politically correct, we're talking about the plumes and chemtrails, and I have my own opinion that there's a possibility that the offspring of that, these chemicals that are in the air, are causing Morgellons-like symptoms. And yes, I have been down that rabbit hole on the Morgellons disease. It's a scary but fascinating, you know, a lot of articles, a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And but before I leave, or before you leave me, now you say that Frosty Woolridge is going to be on the Power Hour tonight.
Yeah, it's a replay of the of this morning's program.
Okay, that's the Power Hour on XM 152, 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. and that's tonight, right?
Yes, Central it
time.
Is. That's tonight.
Okay,
now,
very good.
Another thing I'd like to leave you with, and before I lose my train of thought here. and which I did lose my train of thought. It's not, I don't call them chemtrails anymore, nor contrails. Cliff Carnicom titled it appropriately as the aerosols, okay? The aerosol operation of the deposition of toxic particulate into our atmosphere.
My gosh, I'm going to have to go to school and take that aerosol operational.
Yeah, go to Carnicom.com, yeah. And you will learn what Clifford has put together on his very comprehensive website regarding that.
Okay, very good. Thank you,
Clifford. All right, hey, thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem, buddy. All right, thanks a lot. Well, let's go to Elizabeth from Michigan. Elizabeth, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to comment on the truckers' action.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it if the American people are educated enough to really support them. We need something like that. But my fear is, it sounds like a setup to me, because the government has furnished 100 Mexican drivers with beautiful new trucks. They're trained. We're sure they're trained adequately. But I promise you, the trucks that come across after them and the drivers who come after them, you know what that will be.
Now, are you talking about, forgive my naivety or my ignorance here, but are you the government, you're talking about the American government or the Mexican government?
The American government has set this trial run up of Mexican drivers.
Oh.
And I think it's for a purpose.
You know,
because if this happens and the truckers do act, and what Frosty is advocating is that they go to each capital, not just Washington, D.C., because you would just have an ineffective movement if it went with their trailers. They went to Washington, D.C., they'd have to drop their trailers somewhere. And if that happens, those trailers would undoubtedly be sabotaged. But each capital. Now, my thinking is that he'll declare martial law in the midst of this, probably on the 24th or the 25th, because he's got the Patriot Act in place. We have merged the police with the military. We have the Military Commissions Act. We have all this legislation in place. He's just been dying for movement.
Well, on a piece, I mean, you can look at this, two things. First of all, you can look at this as a peaceful demonstration. All right. Now, martial law is not set up for a peaceful demonstration. It's set up for a cataclysmic event, whether it be a nuclear weapon, whether it be a bird flu,
okay.
Biological, whatever. So you don't. There's no worry about that.
I hope not.
The other thing is this the documentation. I mean, where did you come up with this? The government providing 100 trucks. I'm curious.
I'm not too certain where it came from, but I think it was from media news,
okay.
Regular news.
Okay. I haven't heard that, and I was just curious if you had documentation from some, viable source. That's the first time that I had heard of that. I'm not saying it's untrue. I'm just saying that's the first time I've heard it. But anyway.
Well, that is, I'm certain of it being the case. I've heard it on the regular media.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't discount anything when it comes to this government and the insidiousness and the planning that they do on a number of different events. I don't discount it. I don't disbelieve it at all. Okay? Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's all.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Well, that took a little longer than expected. I wanted to tell you a little bit about this trip, and it's ironic that some of the callers that had called in were talking about the truckers, and, Fred that talked about, he actually took the initiative to call into the SPP, and the people that answer the phone, they say that they don't know what he's talking about. And they downplay it. Now, I don't know if they're trained to do that or if indeed they're compartmentalized to a point where they really don't know. But it kind of dovetails in with this story that I was going to tell you, a couple of the curiosities about this trip that I took. I had to go out to Phoenix, Arizona on some business, and I'm going to get into that. But I'm wondering, all of us out there that are just truth seekers, all we want is the truth. We want to be treated with respect. We just want honesty in government, okay? And that's the way that we're made up. That's the way we're wired, okay? If you like myself, I believe a person until they have shown me by their words and actions that I should not believe them. I take them at face value. Now, you take that along with the spirituality of a human being, and you say, okay, well, that's your perspective. That's the way you walk through this life. Conversely, there is a group of individuals in government, and no one knows how many. There could be, you know, 100, there could be 20,000. But evidently, these individuals do not have the same perspective as what I would call normal, spiritual, religious, honest, truth-seeking individuals. Henceforth, because of that, I believe that these people not only have a fear of us, but they despise us also because we do have that capacity, and they, for whatever the reason, lack of conscience, lack of soul, or whatever, they lack it. So along with that goes the instance of paranoia. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. I took a trip back to Phoenix over the weekend, and I had read an article just prior to the holidays that said, and this is before I moved from Arizona, that said that they were going to put the full-body scanners in Phoenix at Sky Harbor Airport by the end of December. Well, with that, I decided that I was going to quit flying, and I had made two trips back east since then. Both of them had been driving because I just flat refused to fly. But in this particular instance, I really didn't have a lot of choice in the matter. I had no choice but to get on an airplane to fly out there because it was a time factor. When I left Austin, I was expecting to go through a full body scanner, and ironically enough, I did not. Yes, I went through, and it's a bit humiliating to go through the the TSA and to have them, you take all the stuff out of your pocket, take off your shoes and so forth, but it really wasn't that big of a deal. On the return, I was expecting the body scanners because I had seen that reported not once but twice in the news at Sky Harbor Airport, and guess what? It didn't happen. Now, although there was a 35-minute line to go through, there were no body scanners in there. So that report was either false or they changed their mind or they did. Well, something happened. But anyway, aside from that, getting on the subject of paranoia, 30 years ago, I had an incident with the IRS where I had to go in and make an appearance in their building. And I can recall when I walked in the door, there was a counter. There was three windows. There was three nice ladies at the counter. I would sit in a waiting room, similar to a doctor's office. There would be an officer that would come out. Now, remember, this is back in, well, actually, it was about 1980, so it would be about 27 years ago, okay? The revenue officer would come out, personally introduce herself, take me back to her own. It wasn't even a room. It was a partition, and there were several revenue officers in there. What has changed over 30 years is this element of paranoia. I believe, now remember, these people, like a revenue officer, they're compartmentalized. They're only told what it's a need-to-know basis. It's only what they need to know. But it's the upper echelon, the upper levels of this, you know, this management of this agency and a number of other government agencies. Now, I understand the IRS is not a government agency. Please don't call me in or call in and say, oh, yes, it is, blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. Okay, but anyway, my point is that today, if you walk into an IRS office for, in a collection procedure or whatever, you will walk into a room where there's nothing there. The windows are all sealed off. There's nothing in that room but a phone and a camera. And you pick up the phone. You call whoever it is. They show up. They open a metal door. You walk through a metal detector with two guards there. That's the level of paranoia that has happened over the last 27 years. Okay? Here we go. We got the lines loaded up again. Shall I take them? I guess so. George from Florida, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm about the Mexican truck situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the thing. As I was looking at the provisions, and, this is a disaster waiting to happen. These inexperienced drivers are going to be hauling hazardous materials. They don't know how to handle hazardous materials. And, I'm an experienced driver. I handle hazardous materials. And, in RA, I already see the noose around my job starting to tighten just to save a few bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing is, for the law enforcement, I started educating them that local law enforcement, they're going to be outsourced too because they already started recruiting illegal aliens to go to police academies for city police. And, you know, that's pretty scary, too.
No, I agree with you. As a matter of fact, I believe it's ITT Technical School and a few of these others you see advertised on TV. They are converting now from, you know, computer technology and so forth, which they used to advertise. They're going into law enforcement and detective work and so forth. Matter of fact, when I was in Phoenix, I saw ads blasted on the airwaves about detention officers. And that's where they're starting to focus. So, you know, it's becoming a scary situation.
Well, now they're recruiting illegal aliens to get into law enforcement, too.
They're illegal aliens?
Yes.
Well, see, that was on my story that I was telling about the paranoia and going into government buildings and so forth. See, I had an immigration story to tell because that's the business that I went on back to Phoenix. About, you know, we've got this illegal immigration situation where all these undocumented, politically correct, aliens are coming over the border in the tune of millions. And I went to an immigration hearing with my wife to do nothing more than to grant her, to have them give her a green card where she had waited for 2.5 years to get this. She'd spent thousands upon thousands of dollars and jumped through hoop after hoop after hoop to do this the right way. Okay? And that's the story that I was going to tell you about what happened in there and how, on the one hand, you've got all of these illegals coming over, getting bank accounts, getting loans for houses, getting health care in the form of what they call access, at least it is in Arizona, where they get free health care if they have an accident or whatever. And that's all at taxpayers' expense. Yet you try to do it the right way. And I'm going to tell you about some of the hoops that you have to jump through. Okay. Anything else you want to add, George?
Yes. I always like to say, everybody, all the truckers, stand out for the show up to the truck strike and you know, be heard.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate the input, George. Okay, we've got Vince and Dean. Vince, we'll take Vince first from Montana. Go ahead, Vince.
Hey, you want to know who their poster boy is going to be for the Mexican first day out of the shoot?
Oh, lay it on me, buddy.
It's going to be Stevens Transport out of on Military Parkway in Dallas, Texas. Let me read you a little something about Stevens.
Go ahead.
Stevens Transport seeks to find its professional drivers. They operate 1,250 Kenworth T2000 conventional tractors and 1,853 by 102 utility trailers with Thermo King reefers, yada, 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 Qualcomm satellite-based communications, in-cab, email, other state-of-the-art conveniences for comfort. Along with its U.S. trading partners, Stevens Transport works with customers in Canada and Mexico and maintains a fully trilingual staff, English, Spanish, and French.
I
That's
see.
That's who they'll trot out. It's a top-notch outfit out of Dallas that with Mexican roots down, with a Mexican branch down there, and that's who they'll bring up with their brand-new truck.
What Elizabeth, the former caller, had called in about reading something to the degree of the government's providing 100 new trucks.
Well, that'll be who it'll be.
That'll be who it'll be. Okay. Because
yeah.
I didn't have any documentation to affirm what she had stated, although I didn't disbelieve it. So we got Steve Transports out of Dallas.
Stevens, yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Anything else you want to add, Vince?
That's it, man.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call, buddy. All right, let's go to Dean in Florida. Dean, you're on with Michael.
Hey, Michael. Great show. What can I say? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for you to say
great.
It.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a ton I could say, but rather than, you know, me mouthing off, I'll just give out information that may be helpful to others if they want to have an idea of what's actually going on. Back in March of 2005, everything that everybody's talking about has already been done with NAFTA. The United States, Canada, and Mexico are one block. They did the 9 meetings that year. The American people don't realize it's been done because it was done during the Tevye-Shiloh incident. The treaties have already been signed. It's just a matter of finishing up some loose ends, and it's going to be basically implemented by 2009. It was a 4-year deal there. So that's a foregone conclusion. The truckers have to do what they are doing now because they really don't have a choice. They're in a catch-22. They can't worry about being like the air traffic controllers in 81. They don't have a choice. It's either get the bullet in the head now or get it in the head by Christmas. So basically, they do it. You know, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to get a better understanding, a all they have to do is some kind of detailed instructions, but hopefully people will get it. Most important thing is go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look for audio downloads, more free audio downloads, after you hit that, go to Sweet Liberty with Alan as a guest. It's older programs. And then go to 08-24-04. That's basically August 24th, you know, of 04. And that's where it starts. And it's programs going back a lot of years. And that go takes you back to the beginning. And in a couple programs of free audio now, you can begin to really get an understanding of everything that's going on. But and that's cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
Yeah, I've seen that website. It's a good website.
It's an outstanding website, and it's my humble opinion that until you listen to the things on that website and people who know, you can't really be a human. And the reason I say that is because you're not conscious. And I hear the music.
I got you. All right, thanks, Dean. I appreciate it. I'll go in there and look around myself again. We're going to go to break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. See you in three.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you from Round Rock, Texas. Speaking of Texas, let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the line with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, this is Jim down in Austin.
Yeah, Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing great. The lady who called in a while ago and was talking about 100 trucks.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Yes. What she might be referring to is the fact that this trucking trade-out situation between the U.S. and Mexico was established back in the mid-90s with NAFTA.
Uh-huh.
And the understanding was that in the agreement that 100 trucking companies from Mexico can send all their trucks up here, which is going to amount to thousands. And the U.S., 100 trucking companies in the U.S. can send theirs down to Mexico. So that may be where the 100 came from, because the deal is both ways, 100 trucking companies. And somebody mentioned earlier about the truck drivers' unions maybe coming to bat for them. They have known about this since the mid-90s, and the fact that they have remained quiet about it makes me suspicious that the union leadership may be complicit in the deal.
That's a good point.
Yeah. They've known about it. They've known about it for over 10 years.
Well, I mean, I was just listening, as I tell all my listening audience, I'm an RBN listener when I'm not on the air, and I was listening to the show previous to mine where Frosty was talking about, I believe it was Frosty Woolwich, saying something about Jimmy Hoffa, the head of the Teamsters Union, somebody, you know, putting the word out to all the truckers. But if the truckers have known, or if the Teamsters have known about it since the 1990s, that is curious.
Yeah, how could they have not known about it? Because the agreement has been down in black and white since then. It's just now in 30 days that the day is coming up that it was set to begin. But also I read something late last week came out of Mexico. The Mexican truckers are starting to buck it down there. They're afraid to come up here. For whatever reasons, I have the article somewhere. I don't have it in front of me. I can email it
well,
to you.
Well, tell me, Jim, do you think they should be afraid? They be very afraid? I don't know. I mean, I tell you what, if I were a Mexican trucker and I followed what was going on up here along with, if I knew anything about the American truckers, and I know a little bit because I rode with one for a while. And those guys can be really nasty if they want to be. So if I were a Mexican trucker and they were telling me, oh, well, going up, you know, take this load from point A to point B, and I know that I'm invading somebody else's territory, I think I'd probably be riding with a bulletproof vest.
Yeah. I think a lot of it is already going on. We just don't hear about it. I think the truckers can tell you that there are lots of Mexican truckers on the roads already.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because, as I said, I just made a trip out to Arizona. And what I have been noticing, not with the truckers, okay, but with the just regular vehicles, I've noticed over the past, I would say, 12 to 18 months, that the amount of passenger vehicles with Mexican license plates has gone up immensely. Now, I don't know what's up with that. I don't know why. I don't know if they've loosened up restrictions on immigration to let them come across the border or whatever, but I've noticed that there's a lot more of them now.
Well, I'm not a bit surprised, but this thing here that's coming up the 23rd to the 25th, it's anybody's guess as to what happens. The truckers who are independent, you know, may be in on it, but the truckers who are on salary, you know, driving for a bigger company, I would imagine they'll be threatened with their jobs if they stop those trucks. But still, it affects them just like it does the independents, because it's going to mean their salaries are going to be slashed, just like Circuit City did a week ago, laid off 3,400 employees, only to turn right around the next day and start rehiring them for about half the salary.
Oh, yeah. All right. Do you have any other thoughts? I got to go to a break.
That's got it covered. I just wanted to straighten up on the 100 trucks deal.
Thanks, Jim. All right. Michael Herzog, American Awakening. See you in three. Stick with me.
I paid up